Hi, welcome back to the show. OJ McDuffie is here. Troy Stratford is here. And now defensive lineman Jared Odrick is here, joining us live in studio, fresh off the practice field, literally. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm really good.
3-0. I mean, it's just so much more fun around here. I can feel that. I can sense that being around the building, and you guys have got to be having a ball at this point.
Yeah, you can enjoy your day a whole lot more when you walk in and you're undefeated, or just after a win, any win, really. But yeah, we're feeling good, and we're looking forward to this game. And you know, obviously, the preparation is key, and we've been working hard this week.
Yeah, a couple guys. Last game was a rough game. Seemed like, especially on the defense side of the ball, guys are used to having out there. You knew Soley I was going to be out, and get Cam Wake banged up early. So Cole Meese gets banged up a little bit. You knew Demetri Patterson. You had a lot of young guys step up and play some pretty good minutes and play some pretty good football for you guys. How'd you guys, I mean, as a team, come together that way?
We have pros. Yeah. You know, we got guys that are pros, and you know, I keep talking about the same guy in all my interviews this week, just because he really exemplifies it. Derek Shelby is a pro's pro. He knows everybody's spot, where everybody's supposed to be. He could play any position on the defense, because you know, when coach asks the D-line certain questions, they're like, oh, where's the safety roll down in this defense? You know, some guys go, and it takes him a second. You know, Shelby's like, oh, he's weak side. You know,
wow, and that's
you know,
tight.
And he's looking around like, what happened? You know, right. He's weak side. And we're like, oh, well, then what do you have? Oh, I got a gap. I'm like, you know, he just knows. And, you know, he does his job every day consistently, making plays, comes to work ready. I mean, you can't really say anything bad about the guy.
Yeah, and one other thing I noticed, too, with everything that was going on last game, the run defense. Look, some of these guys, you look at a team like Atlanta, they ran like 14 times, 15 times. Were you surprised they ran it 29 times in that game?
Well, I mean, when you show something as a defense or any offense, defense, special teams, when you show something that has been affecting you in a negative way, teams are going to keep doing it and attacking it. So a passing team like the Falcons are obviously going to run the ball a little bit more to, you know, see how much gold they can get out of it. You know, just see how much they can take and still implement their passing game. So when teams see something that usually doesn't happen to our defense, they're going to try to, you know, exploit it. But that's what our job is to do, you know, throughout the week, is to get that fixed, get that sealed up.
You know, I look at a game on Sunday, and it's like two games. It's the game you think you played, and then you go and you review the game, and it's another game that's showing up on film. And so watching the game on Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons, as from a fan, you're sitting there saying a lot of corrections could be made because they made some big plays against the Miami Dolphins defense. So in reviewing the film, overall, how'd you do, and how the defense do overall? Breaking down the film.
Well, as a defense, there was nothing that we did that was bad, you know, and that's the thing is that, but there's a lot of little things, and as you know, little things can build up and little things can be taken advantage of, and that's what we have to fix, and that's what we've been fixing this week. And me personally, I felt it was a pretty active game for myself, especially in the second half, you know, just trying to get after it and be active and stay active. And you know, that's one thing that you know, I really try to prize myself on is, you know, in the second half and fourth quarter, I'm still moving around like it's the first half.
That's nice. That means that you're in shape. You did a good job in the offseason.
Yeah.
All right, we got the New Orleans Saints coming up, and from, you know, the naked eye, you look at the New Orleans Saints, you say high-powered offense, a team that's much better. They have their coach back. If there's one thing that you need to take away from the New Orleans Saints offense as a defense, what would that be?
It's their big playmakers. I mean, you have to look at their number 80. You have to look at their tight end.
Mm-hmm.
You got to look at Drew Brees. You know, little guy back there, Sproles, you know, is always dangerous.
You're going to be able to find him?
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing is, you know, he can hide behind people and scat and get out there. But now, you know, and the thing is that from a defensive lineman's perspective, it's a little bit different because we're just looking at O-line. You know, we watch O-line, and, you know, and tendencies. So there's a lot of tendencies that, you know, that we think we can try to pick up on. There's some things that we're going to try to do and really get after their O-line and the quarterback. And, you know, especially a guy like Drew Brees, we really got to get him off, you know, off his rhythm and really affect his game.
Jared Odrick is here with us. When we talk to offensive linemen, we often have conversations about chemistry and how nice it is to be able to play next to a guy for an extended period of time. Defensively, obviously, there's more in and out. There's more substitution that takes place up front. But there's been some moving around because of injury, because of, you know, substitution. Is that a thing on the defensive line? Do you like kind of knowing who's going to be next to you? Does it affect you in any way, shape, or form, like on the other side?
Yes and no. I think the thing with our team is that, you know, we're pretty confident in everybody's ability. You know, and that's, I think that's one thing that makes a unit good is when you're confident in each other, and you really trust and believe in each other that, you know, everybody's going to get the job done. You know, you don't want to have to think that, you know, I got to work extra hard backside because, you know, front side might not be doing it. You know, and we have confidence in each other. So the thing is that, you know, our defensive line is you'll always hear it, and I'm sure you've heard it, you know, in terms of us saying, you know, we have standards, and, you know, there's a certain set of standards that we build within our own room that we try to uphold.
Monday night game, New Orleans on the road. You guys are 2-0 on the road right now. How psyched, how hyped are you guys right now? I know it's early, it's kind of early in the week. It's kind of like a, you know, Wednesday, I think, is kind of the approach. How psyched are you guys for this big game, 3-0 versus 3-0?
Well, the thing is that it's kind of like, you know, the longer you go, you know, undefeated or just winning games, you know, the earlier you get excited for a game. You know, it's each week it's kind of, you know, crept into you, you know, a little bit earlier, you know, that feeling of playing a game again. You know, you try to get it out of your system for the first 2 days after a game just in terms of like, man, I'm beat, and then regenerate it. And it's been regenerating pretty quick around here with everybody, not just myself. But, you know, guys are excited. You know, obviously everybody knows it's a Monday night game. It's prime time. We're the only people on TV, you know, playing football. So, you know, that's what coaches say around here. You know, it's like all your buddies are watching.
All your buddies.
Everybody's at home sitting, you know, turning the volume up. You know, it's everything's on display. So, you know, let's go get it.
I think Keith Jackson used to say, there's four trucks out there, Juice. Usually you got a couple trucks out there. There's four trucks out there for this game. It's a big game.
Jared Odrick is here. Got some fan questions coming in. Richie wants to know, with Drew Brees being a shorter quarterback, is there more of an emphasis on trying to bat passes down? I would say before you even go there, is I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, we've seen a little bit more of an emphasis on that across the board, not just, you know, coming up this week. It seems like you guys are getting to that a bit more this season.
Yeah. Most definitely. That's something you try to emphasize every week. But then when you do have a shorter quarterback, that's something you try to exploit or, you know, go after. But, you know, he's a great quarterback, great opponent. He's a smart guy. He's been doing it his whole life. You know, it's not like he got any shorter or taller. You know, he's been doing it his whole life, and, you know, it's been working for him. So we just got to try extra hard just to, you know, to get him off, you know, his rhythm, like we said.
You said you've been studying the Saints offensive line, of course. Without giving anything away, Bob in the chat wants to know what you've seen from an offensive line standpoint.
I mean, the thing is, every week you're going to see talented guys. You know, there's guys that have talent. You're not going to come across, you know, an offensive line or any type of group within a team that's like, oh, hey, these guys, you know, it's the sisters of the blind. Let's go, you know, stat game. It's not like that. You know, it's never like that.
Not like when you're at Penn State.
It's not. Yeah, it's never like that. You know, this, you know, everybody's good in this league, and, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, really how hard you work and how hard you pick up on things. And so, you know, with us, it's another game where you're facing big, strong guys, and you want to move around them and move through them.
No slippery rock, Juice. No slippery rock on the schedule. Bob wants to know, Mouth Breathers Anonymous in the chat wants to know your impression so far of Deion Jordan, the rookie who you've obviously spent some time with.
Well, Mouth Breathers Anonymous, Deion's been great. You know, obviously, you look at him and you see the athleticism without him even moving. You know, he's got the prototypical body, and you know, he's every week he gets better. Every week he gets better, and that's obviously what you want to see out of a rookie. And he's been doing great. So, I mean, just watch Monday. You know, I can't really say, you know, much more than that, because, you know, it's just, you know, I'm not here to, you know, we're all not here to brag, but the, you know, the sky's the limit for that kid.
Very good stuff. Jared Odrick is with us as we get ready for the Dolphins and the Saints. I know it's harder probably to keep up on the movies during the season, but you got the big fall, you know, Thanksgiving right around the corner. Anything we got our eyes on at this point?
Well, I just watched, and, you know, I've been raving about it, and people complain because it's just the same as the show, but the Larry David movie that just came out Right. What is it called?
Clear History.
Yeah. Clear History.
That's good.
Awesome. I love it. I love his comedy. I love his writing. I love everything. Even though it's just a one big long Curb Your Enthusiasm.
The best part is they give him the wig with the hair, and they're trying to act like it's a different character. It's the exact same character.
Yeah.
No change
and,
whatsoever.
And the whole apologies and not really meaning it. It's so true, and I love it. And you know that's one thing I've been on. And what's another one? There's too many. I'm playing catch up right now.
No, yeah, hey, it's the season. You got more important film
Stay
to watch
focused, right.
than the HBO movies. Good stuff, man. Jared Odrick, appreciate it. As always, thanks for coming in, and have fun on Monday night.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.